Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. Happy 2020.
Happy 2020. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. And we are here with all of you. So nice to see you in 2020. Thanks for coming. We have a fun show today. First, we're going to do a little catch up, a little post-holiday recap. Jen and I haven't really spoken a lot like since the holidays.
I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
I know. It's pretty weird. And then because I usually see Jen so much more. And then resolutions. We're going to share ours and we are going to share some of yours. You guys had some good ones.
And we have the most fun guest, my new favorite person besides Jess, which is Tina Craig, aka the Bag Snob, a beauty entrepreneur of her own now. And we have a great interview with her. So stay tuned.
And she's fun.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Jen, like the rest of the world, I was following you on Instagram this holiday.
Like 11,000 other people.
And you had a pretty, you had like a very idyllic looking holiday.
That's because I went to Germany and
Bavaria.
It's like the land of Christmas. Like everything you think is true. Like everything's just like mulled wine and gingerbread houses. And then you turn the corner and there's like
a thatched roof.
Yeah, like Grimm's fairy tales and blah, blah, blah. So
what brought you to Germany?
Okay, well, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast, actually, but Eric, my husband, has a son. I'm not going to give his name because he's underage and he's not my son, but I'll call him A.
I love the discretion.
Right? So he's 5 and he lives in Berlin. He was also, Jess can attest to this, the star of our wedding.
Oh my God, he was so cute.
Anyway, he lives in Berlin with his mom.
He's great style. He's like the sartorialist, but like little.
Oh my God, he's like Berlin, like he's probably a techno DJ at nights that I don't know about. So we were there to visit with him and he like stays with us and we have an Airbnb and all that. It was awesome, except for there was a beauty element. Can I fill you in?
Sure.
I had my first delousing experience.
What's delousing mean?
You know, kids come home from daycare and they get lice sometimes.
Oh, great. As I investigate like every daycare on the West Side.
You know that baby hair. You know that picture of me when I was little and I had a mullet?
Yeah.
I had that mullet because I had to cut off all my hair after delousing. And it's just like that little comb that you have to put through after you do the treatment. Jesus. It no fun. Let me tell you, mamas
out
there.
Are you scared that you're going to get the lice while you're
treatment.
Doing it?
I did the treatment.
So the person who delices must delice themselves.
No, not necessarily.
Too?
It's only if you, because I talked in German, thank you, with translation by a 5-year-old with the pharmacist about all of this. It's like if you have head-to-head contact, but we had slept next to him one night. So I was like, let me just do it anyway.
Sure.
Those treatments are no joke. It's like gasoline on your
head.
So,
yeah, what is it? I've never seen this. Like,
well, I don't know about all of them, but this is the German one that we got. And yeah. You put the treatment in. It's almost like it's a lot like the Wonder Water consistency, that product.
Okay, love. Yes.
And you put it in for 10 minutes. And then when you're done and you go to look at their hair, if there was anything moving, which there had been, it is.
You saw things moving?
Yeah. It's not as gross as, I mean, it happens to every kid at some point, honestly. And so everything's then killed and you use the really tight comb to comb through their hair to take out any of the nits and the eggs. And then you have to do the treatment again in 10 days, because if there were some eggs that didn't die, they might hatch in 10 days. That's the gestation period for a lice, which I learned, which is louse in German.
So let me ask you another question. Can lice jump into the carpet, like, or the mattress?
Yes,
like,
but they won't live. Unlike a bed bug, they won't live outside a human host.
Okay.
So it's not like, but they live for some amount of time because, like, We think he got it from, like, this hotel he was staying in. Or, like, the kids, like, in their hats if they share a hat. But if you share, like, a pillow with someone who had it,
yeah,
like, it can go that way. But the most common way, and this is why kids always get it, not adults, is head touching. Like, you know how kids just, like, rub all over each other, share everybody's heads and hats
not my
and everything?
Kid.
I challenge a mother or father out there that hasn't had to deal with this with their child. Like, truly. Like, I feel like I hear about this all the time.
Wow.
It's very normal, but little did I think that was going to be my Christmas break.
God, that
he was a good sport.
You're
about
a champ.
It all,
so. You are a champ. Is he feeling okay? He's
yeah,
better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, it's itchy, but it's not like, yeah, it was fine. How was your Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and Kwanzaa and the whole end of the year?
It was really good. So I went to the.
Do you have notes?
Yeah, you. Because
why do you have notes?
Because for our next segment, shush.
Oh, I thought you were looking at paper to remind yourself where you were 2 weeks ago.
Maybe we did
continue,
a lot.
Continue.
Okay. So you were in Bavaria. I was in Batavia.
Oh, upstate New York.
Yeah, they call it Western New York. Don't say upstate.
Why not?
If you're a Western New Yorker, you know what I mean. I didn't know this until I started dating my husband. It's like a whole different region. If you say upstate, like, you could be talking about, you know, like where I got married, you know, like an hour out of the city.
Oh, okay.
Western New York is a whole different region. So this is like the Buffalo, Rochester.
I'm sure our Australian
area.
Listeners right now are like, great.
Yeah,
good to
like,
know.
Exactly. Well, it blew my mind. So we were in that area for like 4 or 5 days. Then we came home on Christmas. And then after that, I was home in my apartment so happy because I was in nesting mode. This is a real thing.
Oh, you're making a little baby nest for your baby.
And it's not even just like, you know, I'm not like, oh, let's put up like the crib or whatever. It's just like getting rid of stuff, like a complete beauty product audit. And also I made
What did you audit?
I had to get rid of some things.
What
brought
did you
them
keep?
I brought them to work. I keep all of my Tom Ford and Charlotte Tilbury products.
Okay.
Remember when Luke Henderson like made fun of me for like he called me a hoarder?
Yeah, under the bed storage.
Under the bed. I have one under the bed storage thing now. It's fine.
Like
it's
a plastic bin with backup beauty products.
Exactly.
You never know what might happen.
Exactly. So I just was in cleaning mode, but I was also in like deep reflection mode and worked really hard on my New Year's resolutions. So every year I would do a little plan of like my goals.
Yes.
So I went back to my 2019 goals, had like a come to Jesus.
Okay.
Some were achieved with great success. Some like looked completely unfamiliar to me.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so we're talking New Year's resolutions now?
Yeah, I think we should segue to New Year's resolutions.
Here we go.
One of the resolution strategies that I really like, I do break it down to like money, relationships, work, that kind of thing. But I like the idea of having a theme.
a one-word
You're such theme. A Virgo, and I don't even believe in astrology.
Okay. So I love, if you guys are looking for another podcast, not a replacement podcast, but Gretchen Rubin's podcast. It's all like happiness and like all that kind of, you know, self-improvement stuff. And she's actually like really not annoying, because that could be annoying. She has for the new year, what is your word? What is your intention?
Okay. And yours is?
No, I want to ask you, if you were to come up with a word, and I realize I'm putting you on the spot, what would
it be? All in my head is wear your retainer, because I did my, so is my word retainer?
Retainer. It could be dental hygiene.
When you asked me to bring my New Year's resolution, I was like, I really need to wear that freaking Invisalign retainer I spent all that money on.
Wait, Wendy, I didn't even know you had a retainer.
Oh, my God. We need to do a whole topic on my Invisalign trials and tribulations.
Yes. No, I'm intrigued now.
Okay. So maybe retainer is a horrible mantra.
It could be health. It could be
straightness, teeth.
It could be compliance.
Michelle.
Compliance.
I just looked back at Michelle like, save me. What can I do? Compliance. That's a sexy mantra. My word is compliance, Jess.
No, what's your word?
embrace.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I was like thinking about embracing unknowns and trying new things and embracing the people you love. Embrace is my word. There you go.
I think that's really nice.
Thank you. Just pulled that out of my ass.
I'm going to get that on a bracelet for you that you're going to have to wear all year.
Fuck, I don't want to. What's yours?
Ready?
Okay.
My word is boundaries. Okay. I thought that was pretty good, right?
Okay. And tell me why.
Just being protective of my time. Can't say yes to everything. I need to kind of conserve what I'm giving right now. And I think it's because my time is going to be more limited. But just kind of like, it's okay. If I can't do that, it's okay.
And that word manifests as boundaries.
I think so. And that sounds more like aggressive and like kind of like psychotherapy. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like don't invade my boundaries, or like, you know, I've got a wall up. No, it's just like, this is the time for that. Maybe it's like compartmentalized.
Okay, I got you. Like if I'm with my husband, we're going to focus on each other. Boundaries are, this is family time.
Yes.
Boundaries
are,
this is work time.
Or if I'm working on something, I need deep focus. I need deep focus on this right now.
My boundary is here, and I need to focus.
If I need a day to myself, I'm sorry. I need a day to myself. Like, boundaries.
How is this going
to
affect me, Jess? So, like, when I text you and you need a day to yourself, like, what is the message I'm going to be getting back? Or are you just going to, like, text me one word, like, boundaries?
I might say that to myself when I see your text, Rob. And boundaries
like,
now.
And then I just text back, embrace. And you're like, but boundaries. And I'm like, but embrace.
It's funny because yours is more like open and mine is more closed, which I think is funny.
And that's actually what our opposites were. I think we're trying to do the thing that we're not as good at.
Yes. I think I'm a good embracer.
You are absolutely.
But I'm a really shitty boundary person.
And I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Look at that. You guys, we totally planned this segment and that our boundary and embracing.
I want to know what your words are, listeners, because like I don't know. I'm very inspired by this whole thing.
Oh my God, we'll do a post on Instagram and all you get to do is just
your one word
comment, your one word answer.
Wait, but I did ask the listeners
tell
for
me
their
some
resolutions.
Of their resolutions. Okay? I would love to hear these.
So you guys were awesome. I asked a call out. This is when I was in my like deep thinking mode and I'd put, you know, I was like, I want to know like how other people
are listeners
thinking.
Are the best for that. Like, it's like a big family that you didn't know you had. I'm embracing them.
So I'm blocking everyone. No. I'm teasing. So I asked you guys what your, you know, what your resolutions were. I didn't make you do the one word Gretchen Rubin thing, but I really liked a lot of these. I thought they were very inspiring. You ready? I'm just going to share a few. Jessica says she wants to be mindful of screen time, especially with social media.
Excellent.
I think that's good. I want to figure out how to use that screen time like calculator app thing for the iPhone.
The phone has it built in. I'll show you where it is.
Yeah, I want, because sometimes it tells me like you're down or you're up. I want to know all the time.
We'll make it an alert. So when you on your home screen, it'll say this week you're doing this.
Exactly. So I can compartmentalize too much social media.
I embrace that and I'll help you with it.
Okay. Diane wants to volunteer at 2 nonprofits in her state. And she wrote that she basically wants to give back and like help make the world a better place.
Did she mention the nonprofits?
She didn't mention which ones.
Diane, when we post, please post which nonprofits, because I love hearing about what other people support.
Completely. Marcel, I thought this was really deep. I loved it. Try to help more people I know see their own self-worth.
Marcel,
Michelle is nodding and like,
yeah. You are a fucking rock star, Marcel.
Right? I wish I were in your life. Leah, this, I laughed when she, I read this. More yoga, less sugar.
It's I very to direct. Run, like, more yoga, less sugar.
Right.
That doesn't work. Okay.
Gloria, using my planner, which I love because I just bought a planner. Maybe if you
like
guys,
a paper planner?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Because Sam on my team, Sam is like a cool millennial. She uses.
So are you.
No, but she's like 25 or something. She's a few years younger than Jess. Love you. So
I'm pulling a Marcel and telling you your self worth.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Sam uses a paper planner, and she kind of caught me off guard with that. And it's like she can digest the information.
We've talked
better.
About this. I always have that paper notebook, and you were using that note app, and I was like, I can't think if I'm not actually writing with a pen.
I have to figure out my system, but I bought myself like a fancy one.
Ooh, that'll help.
Okay. And then this was really popular, and there were way too many folks to like even name here. But people are talking about wanting to switch their products over to vegan or cruelty-free products.
Love it.
And shopping their stash instead of like going and buying all new things.
Like, I keep thinking like I wish all of you guys were near us and we could do one big product swap together. But we know we trusted everybody because they were all Fat Mascara listeners. And mm-hmm. they'd all have good products you actually want to like shop.
And they wouldn't like sell them on eBay. And we'd
yeah,
get
we
trouble.
Pull out our underbed bin, right? We pull out our underbed bins and yeah. shop the stash.
I think it's, you know,
it's a great resolution.
It's like learning to love what you have. And nobody's saying like, oh, I never want to buy anything again. But it's just like more thoughtful, mindful purchases. And yeah. that kind of dovetailed with a lot of the there were a lot of sustainability pledges as well. So
yeah, something we've been talking about in the last couple weeks.
So
good.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Happy New Year, Fat Mascara family.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E,
quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
We are here with Tina Craig, otherwise known as Bag Snob. She has gone from influencer with a capital I to beauty entrepreneur. Maybe you've heard about her brand new beauty. It just launched in November. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome.
Looking gorgeous.
Thank you for having me. I'm
you just
so
changed
excited.
Into a whole look.
So I walked here in my sneakers and I'm like, oh, they're not here. Let's get dressed. So I had my Jen from my team had to, you know, pin up my pants, put on my shoes for me. So it's New York. We gotta live it like this.
We walked in our studio and she's standing there in Oscar de la Renta, like couture with red
full
glitter
look.
Plant pants.
It's
and
a full
I was
look.
Like, this is what I wanted from Bag Snob.
The pants are Galvin.
From Tina Craig.
Pants are Galvin London. I have
Beautiful.
To give him a shout out.
I literally feel like a hobo next to you right
oh,
now.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look
yeah.
how cute you are. Jen's
kind of like, yeah, well, you know, not your best day, Jess. All right, let's get to it. We have a lot of questions to ask you.
Okay.
You were one of the first influencers and one of the first bloggers, really, too. So for those who may not be familiar with you or Bag Snob, I doubt they're out there, but for the one or two, how did Bag Snob begin?
Yes, back then when I started, we were called bloggers and blog was like a dirty four-letter word.
Yeah.
2005. And I had just moved to Texas and had a baby. My son was about 6 months old and my best friend from college had moved to Cambridge. And the two of us found ourselves after, you know, living in Asia and having I was an MTV VJ. I had my own licensing company.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And then I found myself sitting at home thinking about my son constantly, my six-month-old. When did he eat? When did he poop? Oh, that's your life. It's coming up. Trust me. And I was shopping all the time because I had nothing else to do while he was napping. So I'd be like, okay, let's put him in the stroller. Let's go shopping. Let's go to the mall. And, you know, I always worked. So that was like a weird time for me. I kind of got depressed. I think that was my postpartum period. And I was helping everybody else shop. I'm like, that's what I'll do. So I was sending bags to my girlfriends in Cambridge, to L.A., and I remember I left this 20-minute voicemail on my college friend's voicemail because back then we all used landlines. Mm-hmm. And the people had like voicemail recorders. What are they called?
Answering machines.
Yes. I even forgot. And her husband called me or
voicemail
texted me.
Voicemail recorder. I love that.
I couldn't remember. Answering machine. And he was like, what kind of psychopath leaves a 20-minute message about some bags that are on sale? Why don't you guys start a blog? Call it Bag Snob. It'll be a journal because she
cool.
had just had her baby as well. And so we had this little journal and he was a software engineer and he put up this thing called a Google ad. Back then I was like, what is a Google ad? I'm like, you know, because, you know, back then you're like, okay, we go on Google, but there's really nothing out there. You would
yeah.
Google something and weird things would come up. And in 2 months, we made $400 on our little journal and we thought, whoa, whoa, whoa. we can make money off this little thing where we're just talking about shopping, talking about the bags we love, bags we hate. And so we kind of went into entrepreneurial mode. And we thought, okay, maybe we could actually sell ads. Maybe this could be an online magazine. So I had all these big dreams, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because I was invited to a lot of lunches in Dallas and being, you know, be like, Michael Kors is coming to town. You want to have lunch? And I'm like, sure. Or Oscar de la Renta is coming That's to town awesome. Or DVS. So I had this access. Rather than just sit there and, you know, shop, I would like harass them. Can I interview you? I have a blog. And they would stare at me like scared to say no. Because
I bet Michael was into it. He'll talk to anyone.
He was the first person actually I filmed with. I had this thing called Snob TV. I was way before my time. And I basically just used what I had, you know, this access, and I made it work.
So you have the access.
I had the access.
Now it's a huge site.
Thank you.
It's a full blown, this is not blog. This is like a proper content site.
Thank you. Yes. It went from a little journal where we would rant or rave about bags we hated or loved. And it was really funny because in the beginning, back in 2005, we would like find a bag on the internet and, you know, talk about it. Or I would actually go buy it. I still do. I like buy bags if I love it and I review it. And Net-a-Porter actually emailed us back in 2005 and they said, you're using our photos without permission. So you have two options. Take the photos off or become an affiliate advertiser where we pay you. And I'm like, okay, let me think about this. Take the photos off or you pay me to keep it up.
Yeah,
pay me.
Done and done.
Yeah. And back then they were paying us like in British pound because this is like the early days of affiliate. So we figured out, oh, we can make money. Even if we talk trash about a bag, they're still getting the link through. And then after a while, they were like, you guys are selling out bags, even the ones you hate, because there's someone that's going to love it or, you know, or people just click through and buy something else.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were very early on in figuring out. We had like at one time 15 different revenue streams. There were like the CPM, paid per click with Glam Media. There was like we would go hustle ads from Barney's. I think I was the first site Barney's ever bought an ad on. I would go to Neiman Marcus and just cold call. I remember calling, you know, brands like Prada going, can I come to your show?
Yeah.
And the PR would be like, what? Who is this? So I'm like, I'm Bag Snob.
What is your involvement with Bag Snob now? Because you've grown so much. Like you're not sitting home doing blog entries.
Well, you know, I will always keep bagsnob.com because as I always say, we don't own our social media profiles. We don't own the photos even that we're posting. But your site is your own real estate. It's an income producing asset that I will always keep. So I've got writers now. I've got a beauty editor. So I've got people working on it. I've got a whole team. So it's really low maintenance for me. But I still write once in a while. If something really inspires me, I'll go back. But I'm just doing so much.
I've loved following your career because I think it's hilarious that you're called snob, but you are the least snobby person. Yes, you could afford to buy some of these bags, but you're hilarious. You tell everybody all the warts and all stuff about your life.
Yes.
And
I think
people really respond to that. The other thing I love, which I've noticed more and more, is you've always been such an advocate for Asian representation in the fashion industry. And so the question
all
I have
minorities,
for you,
not just Asian. Yeah.
Before we get into the beauty thing, I think that's really important. I wanted to say, have you ever felt frustrated by the pace of change? Yes, in the fashion industry, for example, like mislabeling two Asian actresses on a caption or something like that.
Oh, that drives me insane.
Are you frustrated by the pace of change still? And what about the beauty industry? Is it the same as fashion? Do you think the same issues arise?
Definitely. I think so. Because I remember, my whole life, even now, I think it's just recently that I started not having to do this. I would buy three different colors of foundation just to mix the right shade for me. And I don't even really wear makeup, but I would just like, you know, mix it with lotion because you would go and they'd be like, there's the fair skin and then there was the dark skin and then there was, you know, Hispanic or Latina skin. And then I'm like, okay, what about Asians?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, you should just use the one that's yellow based because you're yellow. And now I know, no, if you're yellow, you want to use a cooler pink tone to combat the yellowness, you know? So
we've talked about this.
Yeah, there definitely was that growing up where I would just be at a loss. I didn't have anyone to look up to. And if I opened up a fashion magazine, you know, there was no one that looked like me. There were, you know, so I was like, okay.
Do you still feel that way?
It's getting better, but yes, it's getting better. But like, I still don't see an Asian American model on the cover of, you know, a major fashion magazine.
That's true.
Yeah. I just thought I wanted to see the difference between fashion and beauty because I feel like they're often treated as like two separate industries, though we're of the same.
Well, I think in fashion, though, with skincare, there's less of a divide because skin is skin and someone who could be Caucasian or Asian could have similar skin types. Mm-hmm. So I think in that sense, yes. But when it comes to, I think, color cosmetics, just recently gotten better because of the onslaught of like K-beauty and J-beauty and whatever beauty that's on trend. But I think skin, it's like good skin is good skin. It's colorblind. It's just about being healthy, having healthy, glowy skin.
So you are, you know, you're clearly a beauty obsessive, and we're going to, you know, talk more about your line soon. But you are, I always thought of you first and foremost as a fashion person.
Yeah,
so for sure. Which obsession came first?
You know, it was probably beauty, because I remember I wanted this perfume, and then I wanted this mascara, Maybelline. And I was really young, probably like 11. They're like, no one's like, you can't wear mascara. Are you insane? And I remember standing there, and I was at my cousin's house, and I took her mascara and I stole it. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is amazing, you know, because she's like 18. She'll never know. So beauty was, I was obsessed. But also skincare had always been a thing with my family. My grandmother, I remember one of my first memories was her throwing chicken butt on my plate. Eat the chicken butt. You'll have good skin.
What?
Yeah. So
is this like an old wives' tale?
Well, I think it was just a way for, you know, to eat every part of the chicken, and let's make the kids do it and tell them it'll make them look pretty. But my grandmother never said it'll make you look pretty, really. It was always like, you'll have good skin. In the Chinese, if you see someone, the first thing you see is their skin. You never say, oh, you're so pretty. They always go, oh, you have good skin.
Oh.
And so having good skin became this mark of beauty. And growing up, it was like, gotta have good skin, gotta eat. So
eat the chicken butt.
Eat the chicken butt.
Do you think it's still like that in China?
Always, okay. Always. Like when I was an MTV VJ in Asia,
yes,
people would come
us.
Up to me and they'd be like, oh my gosh, your skin is just as pretty on TV, but you are so short, but you have great skin. So that's like a great compliment. You're like, thank you. Because having good skin, there's a saying in Chinese that if you have good skin, it can cover tenfold of unattractiveness, which is such a mean thing to say.
Yeah.
But the Chinese, they just really believed in good skin. So I think skincare was always part of, it was just part of my life. Like drinking bone broth, I don't know why it's such a big thing. I've been doing that my entire life. My grandmother would.
For good skin.
For good, yeah. Well, she would make, well, for your overall health. So, you know, she would make winter melon soup with bone broth in the wintertime. Then she would make like chicken bone broth. And then she would make ham bone broth. Like there was all
what
kinds
was
of bone broth.
What was your grandmother's name?
CC.
CC sounds like
CC Chen. Yeah. She was a badass.
Okay, let's talk about your own line.
Well, all about me.
Why did you start this line? Like what inspired you? It sounds like you were pretty busy, you know, before then.
Yeah, I never thought I would have a skincare line. I really didn't. And for the last decade, I think I just fell victim to this cosmetic confusion, and I was using 13 products twice a day. And there was a post actually that someone had set, or Instagram we were shooting. They're like, oh, this was a great inspo. And I'm like, oh my God, did I really have 13 giant bottles with me in Aspen?
Was this like a K-beauty kind of thing? Or was just like you were so obsessed with skincare that you just started accumulating this?
Well, because, you know, you just think, well, the more you read, it's like, oh, I need this. I need C during the day. I need retinol at night.
In.
I need glycolic every other day. And I need this peel and I need that. And next you know, you've got 30 products.
Sure.
And being an influencer, right? Being an influencer, people were just sending shit to me, like so much stuff that at one point I'm like, why are you sending me blonde, you know, eyebrow pencil? Know your audience. So I started telling beauty companies, please don't send me these. Just let me, if I want something, please let me ask you, you know, whatever. And I just started thinking like, why am I using so many products? I just thought there has to be a way, there has to be a better way. Like, why can't they make it all into one thing? Why can that not be a thing? So I would ask people and they're like, oh no, the acids can't be with C and this can't be with D and that can't be with B and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, so I would listen. So I'll wait. And then, you know, every part of my face. So it wasn't until a chance meeting with an old friend of mine, and her family had been in the skincare industry for several generations, Katie Borghese. And so I said to her all the things I wanted to do. And she's like, you know, I think our lab in Italy could probably help you. I'm like, I have this dream to make a product that's smart. I want to do a compound that, because I was, I've never done laser resurfacing because being Asian, I've seen what it does to my aunts and my friend's moms. Like you get pigmentation issues. Mm. And then you look at the people who've been doing laser resurfacing for a long time, their skin's like translucent. So that really scared me. But I wanted that smoothness. I wanted the tightness that it promises that when I read about it. So I'm like, can't we make like a laser in a bottle and that also does all this other stuff and that can also hydrate and, you know, just be like the perfect, you know, thing that can also attack damaged cells and just like be smart, like an AI-driven product. And she looked, and it was, I say this to people all the time, people in the industry stare at me like, you're insane. Yeah, right.
In the beauty industry?
Beauty industry. They're like, that's impossible. How can you
get all that in one bottle?
Yeah, and how can you have an AI-driven, no, that's not. And so she was like, I think we can help you. And so I said, I can't go to Italy because this, you know, medical grade lab is supposed to be amazing. But I was like, I'm going to be going to LA next week. And she's like, so are they. So that's how it started. And then so I told them my dream and the two lab scientists were like, oh, my God, you're so obsessed with skincare. We definitely want to help you. And they love that I was also knowledgeable. And so I said, I was reading recently that these harsh chemicals we're putting on our faces that are great for the damaged parts, it's destroying the healthy cells, whatever healthy cells that we have left. It's kind of like
they can't distinguish.
Can't it's just distinguish. Like, it's just flooding our entire face with these harsh actives.
You sound like Barbara Sturm.
Yes. But right? Yeah. So I'm like, I want a smart product that only treats where I need it to be treated. And so the first formulation came and we started testing it on my friends. I was like, okay, guys, I'm doing this thing. It's really just for myself, but now I'm thinking maybe I can actually make a skincare. At first, it was really selfish. I'm just like, I want a product. I love the idea of having a customized little Tina product just for me to use. And that's how I really started. And I enlisted a bunch of people, Dye Prada, Candace Swanepoel. You know, I was like,
So these are all your buddies.
These are my buddies. Okay. And Jay, Erica.
Jay, my fashion director at Mary Claire, got a lab sample even before me.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He did.
Well, he knows all the stuff.
Well, anytime I'm with influencers, I'm just like, do you guys, because they love, they're always like, what do you use on your skin? What do you use on your skin? Because no amount of makeup can cover, you know, as you know, in the industry. So I said, yeah, I have this thing. If you want to try it, just give me feedback. That's all I want. And they're like, okay. So I would just hand it to them everywhere I went. And at the sixth formulation, everyone's like, I think we got it. And I was like, no. Lindsay from Dye Prada, she was still breaking out. I'm like, there's something, because she's so sensitive. She has rosacea, eczema, everything you can have, she had. So we just, so then we took out the fragrance and we took out all the natural stuff. So by the ninth formulation,
anybody that was testing it was fine.
Everybody was fine except for this one friend. So they were like, really?
She probably would have been me.
They're like, just for that one friend. I'm like, yes.
Is she like that friend? She's like, did you know that she was going to be the problem?
I knew she was going to be the problem. I knew she was. But I wanted to make sure, I knew if she was okay with it, the whole world would be. It would be a truly inclusive beauty line that wasn't just like, oh, everyone's beautiful, 25 years old, different skin color. It literally is like teenagers to 70-year-olds. Everybody extracts different things from it because everyone's skin is different. But because of the patent-pending delivery system, it's able to treat all types of skin, and there's nothing like it.
How is this going to grow? Like, you're just doing one.
Yeah.
Is it one and done, or have we not seen
that? You know, I'm working on a couple of other things, but right now I'm focused on this because you have to, you can, this is, so let me tell you about the technology of it. So
I was going to ask that next.
Yeah. Okay.
What is this wonder sauce?
Yeah. Secret sauce. So right now when you're resurfacing, as you know, can help you look younger, but the treatments out there right now are problematic because, as we were just saying, they're flooding our entire faces with harsh actives.
Too aggressive.
Too aggressive. But we're told, like, well, we start at 10%, then we move you to 15, then to
20. You talk about, like, acids mostly.
Yeah, acids mostly. So then what? And then until, like, a car paint job, until it's all worn out, then you have no skin. and then what? So our delivery system is such that we draw the damage-causing free radicals to it with the patent-pending siren capsules. That's where all the actives are, all the yummy things like the retinol palmitate, which we naturally have in our bodies, our vitamin C and the E's and our micronized hyaluronic acid. So that's not going to be released until we've drawn the damaged free radical cells to it and it starts eating away at the through the enzyme layer, then it releases it. So if you have healthy cells, that's not going to be released. It's just sitting on top of your skin. And that first layer is a glycolic acid, which is so gentle. As you know, it goes in and breaks up all the dirt. And then the second layer is the alpha hydroxy acid, which is kind of the vacuum that cleans up everything that got broken up. And then the third layer is the low and high hyaluronic acid, the low and high chain. It's micronized, so that really penetrates deep and hydrates. And then the capsules. So the capsules are just laying there, not activated unless it's being attacked by free radicals. And as you know, free radicals are all around us. And the older you are, the more you've lived.
So if you have free radicals in your skin, it'll open up the capsule.
Correct.
And then you deliver the actives.
You get it. Yes.
Okay.
The way free radicals work and the damage, they're constantly chewing up our healthy skin cells. And that's when we get that wrinkle. And then we get
the spot.
The spots. Yes. So by making it more attractive molecularly than our own skin cells, we're attracting the free radicals to us instead of our skin cells. And so you literally start seeing your skin.
So it's like a decoy?
It's a decoy. Yes. Okay. And by the way,
why didn't you say so?
It's a decoy. Yeah. I have to get the technology out. By avoiding your healthy cells, we're improving the integrity of your overall skin because now we're not breaking down the skin barrier. We're not causing every time you cause irritation, you're like damaging the barrier and you're causing your skin to be weakened. The more you do that, that's why sometimes 35-year-olds will look older than 50-year-olds because they're doing too much. We're all like doing too much.
It makes me think, are we going to find out how old you are?
Exfoliating too much. Everything's too much. I graduated in 93.
This is her answer always. I've heard other people try and ask. So I was like, I'm going to try and ask.
Yeah, you'll see.
But what about all these other things that you love? Obviously, you still use sunscreens from other companies.
Yeah.
Are you going to sort of give up on everything in your skincare line, or can this be used in conjunction with other things?
Okay, the reason I made this is not because, I'm going to be a big skincare. I saw a missing link in the skincare industry. I saw that there was this void where something that would give you the professional-like results at home and not wait 28 days where your skin gets used to upper, higher levels of actives, mm-hmm. where you can take it home, use it, and notice a difference right away, or within 3 to 6 days, everyone notices a difference. And so I thought, okay, let's just do this compound. And mm-hmm. I use it with my Augustinus Botter Rich Cream.
Which goes first, your thing or that?
Mine always. Okay, the resurfacing. Yours always. The resurfacing creates the multi-channels that allows it to go in even deeper. And I use Clé de Peau eye cream. So I've gone from 13 steps to 3 steps.
What about your cleanser?
Oh, I use Is Clinical cleanser.
Oh, Is Clinical.
Mm-hmm. And I also use this like sonic cleanser that kind of just
like a brush?
No, it's that blade. It's like
like the Dermapore has yes. one now.
But it doesn't do any dermaplaning at all, though. It's a very dull. No, it like pushes. It's dull. Yeah, it just pushes the blackheads
and
out.
And then there's like water spraying. It's very nice.
Yeah, but I use cold water and I use a muslin cloth that from London that takes a month to get to me. So I buy.
What is this muslin cloth?
Liz Earl.
Oh, yes. So, it's the best with the hot cloth.
No,
polish.
Yeah, but I don't use hot water with it. Hot water is the worst thing. Like the best tip I give people is only wash your face with cold water, because hot water, imagine how drying it is on your skin.
But yeah. In the shower, you take a hot shower. Surely.
I take a hot shower. Okay. But I'm like this.
To keep it away from your face. Yeah, that's what
the water's
she's
not even
miming
touching
for
her face.
And I only wash my hair like once or twice a week. So the hot water. And I even try to just do lukewarm now because I notice
it dries your skin.
It dries your skin. Hot water is so bad. Scalding water, that whole like old wives' tale of like scrubbing with a hot cloth. No.
It feels so good, but it's not good for your skin.
It's not good for you. It doesn't even feel good to me.
So I know you said you forgot when we saw you, we walked in, you said you forgot your beauty bag. That was the one thing we wanted
but
you
I
to
know
do.
But I know what's in it. I know what's in it.
What's in it?
She's like, I have it memorized. But you still have your evening bag
here.
Yeah,
this evening bag is incredible.
Can you take my evening bag? Okay,
we're going inside.
Because she has like a golden box.
Oscar
is
De La Renta?
Oscar?
Yep, Oscar Alibi. I have my little charger, portable charger. I've got my fat mascara.
Okay.
It's the Fat Lashes from Charlotte Tilbury. She makes the best mascara because she sleeps in it. So her mascaras.
That is true.
Her mascaras are actually very moisturizing almost for your lashes. And I've got my silver eyeliner. I buy the dead stock. This is L'Oreal Silky Sommé. And then this is my favorite thing.
What?
What the hell is that?
This is
she just
Artiste.
Pulled a dental tool out of her purse. Her evening
purse.
Oh
my gosh.
That is a dental tool. Artiste. Or a sex toy. I can't tell.
Artiste Circle Brush, the Fluenta.
Oh.
And so I have this little tiny Clé de Peau thing that has my little tiny bit of Clé de Peau, their Future Skin, which is a super lightweight. And if I need touch-ups.
So that your finger doesn't have to get in there and mess
yes,
up everything.
Because I have 3 events tonight. So I have to last until like midnight.
So this is your touch-up brush.
Yes, this is my touch-up brush.
Which seems high maintenance, but the way you're miming it makes sense. So then you
but
don't get your fingers.
Why would you have to buff it in? You put it on with that and then you have to buff it in with your finger?
No, you buff them with this. This brush has like a million.
Plus you're shaking hands.
How do you not know about this?
I don't know about that brush.
I actually do know the brush, but I wouldn't think to take it out at night. You know?
I love that.
Yeah, because think about it. I shake so many people's hands at these
gross.
Events. I'm going to stick that on my eye. I don't touch my face. I literally only touch my face when I'm washing it. Even then, I'm like, I wash my hands first. But throughout the day, I never touch my face.
So last question. We've been getting some feedback from listeners who actually want some fashion advice, too.
Fashion advice. Okay.
From our beauty podcast.
Yes. And sometimes we talk a little bit about fashion, but it's always within the context
within
of
context,
beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about hard fashion, okay?
Whoa, okay.
What are the 5 things we need in our closet right now?
I think every woman or man should have a really well-cut blazer mm-hmm. that you can wear it at night over a dress. I think that every woman should have one really great dress, not in black, but in red.
Oh, okay. Ooh. A blazer and a red dress.
Yes.
Is the blazer black or can it be like navy?
The blazer can be black, white, gray. Doesn't matter because I love like playing with color.
Okay.
I think every woman should have a great pair of jeans, not the legging kind, but the kind that kind of are boot cut. So you could either wear little boots under it or a pair of heels under it. And then a camisole. And then I think she should have a pair of shoes that she can wear from day to night. So either just like a strappy with just a 3-inch, you can kind of like go from cocktails and still we're at work and not look too crazy.
There you go.
So with these five things, I think you can go anywhere. You can actually travel.
Where can we get a great camisole?
I know. I have trouble with that. My boobs are always like yeah, you see them.
I feel like my boobs are too big for a camisole.
Like they don't stay where they should be in a camisole. Like on a model, they stay where they should be.
You know, I was just looking at a camisole the other day at Galvin London. That's the more expensive one. And then if you want a camisole that's really great and doesn't cost a lot, Zara.
Oh, okay.
And does the camisole have any like edging or is it
simple? I think a simple edge. I mean, you can get lace, but I think if you're just going to invest in one camisole, I would just do a simple color. I love like a shimmering gray silver because then you could wear it under a white blazer.
Oh, you're making me happy. Everybody always says like beige and brown. That doesn't look good on me.
Silver gray platinum. No, just kind of
platinum
a shimmer.
Platinum camisole.
Good on all skin tones.
On all skin tones. And that's – so if you're traveling like that, you put your navy or your black or your gray blazer over it, and then you're dressed. And then when you go to your cocktail, you drape the blazer, and then you add a little fun necklace, and then you're dressed for the evening.
Awesome.
Full of great
tips. Thank you.
Tina, come back anytime.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Have fun at the fashion events.
Her car is waiting. She's got to go.
No, sorry.
It's time to raise a wand.
First raise a wand of the year.
What are you raising?
Good.
What are you raising a wand to?
Oh, I have to go first.
I can go first if you want.
No, I'll go first. You passed my way.
No, I'm excited about mine. Can I go?
Fine.
I've been waiting, a month and a half to talk about this?
What is it? Oh, the concealer. Yeah.
And this is Hourglass's new concealer, and it's a game changer. It's called Vanish Airbrush Concealer. It's $34. It is worth every penny. I know that's a pricey concealer. I have not been using foundation. This is like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like the Laura Mercier in a way.
Okay.
It's like the Tarte Invisitape, but much sheerer. And like the Laura Mercier, but easier to blend and more illuminating.
Okay, yeah.
And the Laura Mercier I'm talking about is the one that like Mario say his last name for me.
Dedivanovic.
Makeup by Mario.
Yeah, Makeup
talks
by Mario.
About a lot of people on the
he was on the show
on the podcast have talked about that concealer, but this is going to be everybody's new favorite. It just has this consistency that blends right in, and I've been putting it under my eyes, down the bridge of my nose, and on my chin, and then just pat like we tell everybody to do. Pat, don't rub.
Yes.
And your whole face is like brightened up. Doesn't get in little
it's
lines.
Thin.
It's thin.
Thin. That's
it's
what's
serum-y.
Nice about it.
It's serum-y almost.
Yeah.
And there's a big shade range, which has been really helpful. So I actually have two shades and I like use them both depending on which day. But oh my God, it's a good concealer.
And it's a luxurious brand that's also cruelty-free, which is unusual.
Yeah. And I was going to say we should do a whole segment on cruelty-free because it's getting easier and easier to find good products. But I know the founder's like a horse lover. She's really good about that. And even down to like the bristles on her componentry are completely cruelty-free. So this is
an excellent
vegan cruelty-free product.
That's a good one. Okay.
Thank you. I win.
All right. Well, should I even bother
them? I don't know. I made it competitive for some reason. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Know.
I embrace
That's
you.
That's healthy.
I'm sorry. I embrace you. Put up your boundary.
Normal. okay. Ready? So I was at the Chanel Atelier a month ago.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I just got to get a whiff while I'm here. I went like some kind of like psycho to go smell Chanel number 19. Now, my grandmother used to wear that.
Okay.
And it always to me smelled like, you know, my grandmother wasn't like fancy lady, but it felt like, oh, this is adulthood. This is sophistication. Mm. And I'd always like, it came in this, like an oversized lipstick case. Do you remember like the Chanel
the
ones?
It's
yeah, they
gorgeous.
Looked like a lipstick case. So I'd always be like, what the hell is this? Oh, it's fragrance, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing every single weekend. Like, surprise.
I need it.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to get it. So I got the Chanel number 19.
Uh-huh.
It is, I finally
have you been wearing it too? Or you
not
just
today.
Like huff it?
No, I've been wearing it.
Okay.
And the reason why I find it like now was the time is it always felt like too lady for me. It's green. It's iris. It's
a powdery floral.
It's powdery.
Or aldehydic floral.
It's kind of aldehydic. okay. Gut fragrance people don't drag me over the coals for that one. But it feels synthetic and grassy and sharp, but also powdery too. It feels like it's from another time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt like finally I was ready for it. Like I think that I'm at a point in my life where it's almost like
like a piece of jewelry, like before it was like, oh, it was wearing you, or like if you're not a hoop.
Like your first charm bracelet is your Chanel number 5. This is like your pearls.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, it's just fabulous. And it's at most Chanel counters. So if you're like at a Macy's or a Nordstrom, I would definitely give it a whiff and see if like maybe it's for you. It's a distinctive scent.
Oh, good one. We're classy in 2020.
Real class-like.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.